Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we continue to follow the bad weather here for us in the tri-state tonight, we are joined by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on our newsline. Governor Murphy, thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, Michael. Thanks for having me.
So what are the storm preps for New Jersey, where in some parts of the state it's already begun?
Yeah, it has begun. And I think the window for this one is from plus or minus now till 8 a.m.-ish in the morning. Most of the accumulation will be in the northwest and northern parts of the state, probably northwest 4 to 6 with some pockets of 6 to 8, and then the northeastern part less than that, and then it'll be rain and sleet for the rest of the state. And we're doing the things that you would expect. We're using our bully pulpit, social media and whatnot, reminding people to be safe, stay sharp. It's an interesting phenomenon because we haven't had much snow this winter, so human nature is we may have all lost a little muscle memory here in terms of how much we need to be alert on something like this. We've got our equipment from the Department of Transportation pre-positioned. We're brining. Our Office of Emergency Management is up and running. So we're doing the usual prep for something like this, and God willing, we'll be able to stay out ahead of it.
Well, the good news is we've had such little snow so far this year. You probably have a lot of that brine and salt ready to go, right? No shortage there.
We've used very little of it. You're absolutely right. So, my kind of odd concern here is that people may be a little bit too relaxed because we haven't had much this winter. And I would just remind folks, particularly in the morning commute, to stay sharp.
Is it helpful at all that most of this hits during the night and overnight hours? Maybe fewer people on the road, make some more road room for the plows?
Absolutely. And the fact that it missed tonight's commute is a big deal. But the one focus is tomorrow morning's commute. The other wild card is we don't know how big the gusts are going to be, but if they're big, that could lead to power outages. And I would just remind folks, don't assume somebody else is calling it in if you lose your power. Call it in. Stay clear of downed lines. And as a general matter, with a storm, the best place to go in Jersey, at least for information, is ready.nj.gov. That, to me, is the best place.
All right, Governor, thank you. Hey, while we have you here, I understand tomorrow you unveil your state budget proposal. Can you give us any previews?
That is true. First of all, it's going to take place, which is an important first point.
Neither rain nor sleet nor snow, right?
Yeah, exactly. 2 o'clock tomorrow. And you'll see, Michael, continuation of a lot of the stuff that we've done and stood for in our first 5+ years, addressing inequities, growing the economy, getting back to a state that is fiscally responsible, making sure that everybody gets brought along, not just some of the folks. And those will be some of the big themes tomorrow. Very excited to deliver the address.
All right, Governor, thank you for joining us, and good luck to you and everybody working tonight to keep the roads clear.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy here on WCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.